The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to bless God for this opportunity to be on the side of the auditorium. Let us give God praise. If you are celebrating God, let's do it better. Celebrate God on my behalf that I'm here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to bless the name of the Lord in the life of our Father in the Lord. Let us celebrate God. Let us also celebrate Mama also. Praise the Lord. I pray for our Father in the Lord that your strength will not be abated in Jesus' name. Amen. Celebrate him one more time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm believing God tonight that God is going to bless us. And I know that at the end of tonight, our strength shall be renewed in Jesus' name. I said, your strength, my strength, will be renewed in Jesus' name. Tonight, we are going to be looking at dominion via divine strength. Dominion via divine strength. Amen. During the course of this program, we've learned a lot about dominion. Dominion means you overcome, you subdue, praise the Lord. And we are looking at it via divine strength tonight. I welcome you all to this session of dominion. And I want you to know tonight that no mortal man that has blood and water running in his system can dominate as a weakling. A weakling cannot dominate. A weak man can only do little or nothing in life. And the devil is happy about this. The devil is happy that you can't complete what you have started. The devil is happy that you started a program and you couldn't complete it. The devil is happy that you are not vibrant, that you are not functioning, you are not effective for God. The devil is happy that you are not making use of your potential to the maximum. God wants you to dominate and continue to be in dominion. But for you to attain this, you need strength. Tell your neighbor, say, I need strength. And I will get strength tonight. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 said that for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The strength I'm talking about tonight is not the strength that you get from food or the strength that you get from enhancer. Praise the Lord. Some of us that takes energy drink. Hallelujah. It's not the strength that you get from, various kind of substances. Praise the Lord. Tonight we're talking about divine strength. Say divine strength. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. Paul said that God told him, my grace is sufficient, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Tell your neighbor, say I am strong. Moses also understands this fact. After God has told him, he told him to go. He told him that the land that he has promised, the land filled with milk and honey, he said, I will even send my angel. He promised him that he's going to send his angel. And Moses had at his beck and call thousands of army. But yet, Moses said in Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, he said that we ain't going anywhere if you are not going with us. This is someone that knows the impotence of divine strength. Tonight I pray for you that you will receive that strength in Jesus' name. I say you will receive divine strength to dominate in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, let's look at why do I need divine strength to dominate? Why do I need divine strength to dominate? Number one, to conquer perpetually. to conquer perpetually. This is not a one-off conquering, but conquering perpetually. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. It says, "For great door and effectual are open unto me, but there are adversaries." Praise the Lord. Great doors, effectual doors, but there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. Am I speaking? Are there no adversaries? Are you not facing any challenge at all? There are many adversaries. Many of us wanted to do better. Many of us, we feel that we can do better than what we are doing. But there are many adversaries militating against our strength. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 17. David also understood this divine strength. It's a very long verse, and I'm going to be reading through all these verses, but I'll just skip in some verses. Please permit me. I want to wear my glasses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want it to look as if Pastor Ebenezer is wearing, and I'm also wearing a glass, but I need to read. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Verse 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1. "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Chochor, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Chochor and Ezekah in Ephesdamim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set a battle array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them." Praise the Lord. "And there went out a champion of the camp of Philistine named Goliath of Gath, which height was 6 cubits. And on like that, I'm John. To verse 8 said, "And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and yet servant to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Goliath challenging Saul. Saul was known to be a very great army. Praise the Lord. He's a general in his own time. But when Goliath put this to him, he was destabilized. Praise the Lord. Verse 10 said, "And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Praise the Lord. Verse 16 said, "And the Philistine drew near morning and evening, and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David," I will jump to verse 32. Verse 32 is a very long verse. "And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail, because of him thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." And verse 42 says that, "And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth." Praise the Lord. "For he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of fair countenance." A very long verse. David came to the battleground, and he told them, he said that they shouldn't be scared, because he understood the place of divine strength. Praise the Lord. Verse 45 said, "Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." Verse 50 says, "So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in his hand." On and on and on like that. David was able to come to the rescue of the Israelite. Goliath has came to humiliate Israelite, and Saul has a leader. But David, with Saul, actually went there with various things. You know, he had his soldiers and everything like that. But David understood the power. He understood the place of divine strength. Say divine strength. And he came to their rescue. He was able to defeat Goliath. I pray for you tonight that you will overcome all the Goliaths of your life in Jesus' name. I will also give you another example of my very self that you can actually relate with. Praise the Lord. I've told you about a story of a classmate, Kayode Salami. I can't forget his name. He might be watching now. Praise the Lord. And this guy has humiliated me so much in the class. We're in SS1. He humiliated me to the extent that when I go with my food, as in I have a flask then, praise the Lord, I don't have the right to open my flask when Kayode Salami has not opened the flask. Praise the Lord. It's that bad. Immediately he sees me that I'm coming, he will tell me, Gonjenewa, and he will collect the food from me. Praise the Lord. And I was so, when I'm going to school, there's the fear of Kayode Salami. Praise the Lord. And it went on and on, you know, and I was in the school fellowship. And I can't fight. Praise the Lord. And no, apart from that, I can't fight. It is so glaring that Kayode Salami can beat me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it got to a day, I just looked at everything. I said, if it is going to end today, it's going to end. And that particular day, he said, Gonjenewa. And I said, Kayode. Praise the Lord. I told him, I said, all this rubbish is going to end today. He thought that it was a joke. Praise the Lord. And we went into it. I had to fight for my rescue. Praise the Lord. We went to a fight. And, you know, this is what the whole class of SS1 knew about, that Kayode Salami humiliates Wale Ajala. So everybody was interested. Everybody came out from their class. We had a two-story building school then, Festa College. And we were at the the fourth floor. And we were fighting on the balcony. I've already concluded that what is going to happen will happen. And we were fighting. It was so rough. It was so dirty. We fought. And I don't know where the strength came from. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was able to beat Kayode like I... Praise the Lord. As in Kayode Salami, after that particular day, whenever he sees me coming this way, he puts the other way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that is the power of strength. I pray tonight that God Almighty will give you strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to know that the best way to dominate a battle is to attack. The best way to dominate a battle is to attack and not to defend. Praise the Lord. We all know from football match, coaches will tell you that the best way you can win a match is to attack. Praise the Lord. And tonight, I pray that God will give you strength to attack in Jesus' name. I say God will give you strength tonight to dominate in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, why do I need divine strength to dominate? To overcome the power of the enemy. To overcome the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, I have given you power to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Somebody say, all the power of the enemy. The Bible said, all the power of the enemy, because he wants you to dominate all around. Praise the Lord. The God does not want you to be defeated in an area and you win in another. He wants you to win in all areas. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to overcome all the power of the enemy. I pray for you tonight, once again, that you will dominate and you'll be victorious in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, why do I need divine strength to dominate? To continue to have joy. To continue to have joy. We read that in Nehemiah chapter 10. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. The dominating side is the winning side. The dominating side is the winning side. Number four, why do I need divine strength to dominate? To do all things. To be effective. To do all things. To be effective. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. God wants you to be, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can do all things. This is another confirmation. You can do all things. Tell your neighbor, say, I can do all things. Maybe there's something that has been scaring you, just like me. You can do all things. Praise the Lord. Tell yourself, say, I can do all things. To be effective in life, in career, in academic, in business, and in spiritual life, you need strength. You need vigor. Many of us that are in ministry, music ministry, drama ministry, you can do all things. You can become a star. You can become whom people are coming to watch. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Quickly, let's look at how can I possess divine strength for domination? How can I possess divine strength for dominion? Number one, by waiting on the Lord. This is a Bible verse that I cherish so much. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, but we'll start our reading from verse 29. Please project Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint. Praise the Lord. Hold on with the Bible. Even the youth shall faint. What the Bible is saying there is that strength, human's strength will fail. Praise the Lord. And be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. Verse 31. Said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Somebody praise the Lord. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint. God is talking about physical strength. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9. Therefore by strength shall no man prevail. Maybe you have been looking that you can do it on your own. That you have the strength. Maybe because you have some backups. Praise the Lord. You know, many of us, we miss it. Because we have uncles. Because we have relatives that are doing well. Maybe in the industries. And we just felt that we can leverage on them. Yes, you can leverage on them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you need divine strength. Praise the Lord. I pray for you tonight that God will take you from the back seat to the front seat in the mighty name of Jesus. I want the amen to be more better. I say, I pray for you tonight that God will take you from the back seat to the front seat in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What I mean is that you will be in charge. Tell your neighbor, I will be in charge. I pray for you once again tonight. Your business ministry venture will take a flight in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody is not believing the prayer. I said your business, your ventures, your ministry will take a flight tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you tonight that your little effort will bring a great yield. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said your little effort will bring you to lamplight. In the mighty name of Jesus. I mean that you will be advertised. I said you will be advertised. In the name of Jesus. Amen. How can I wait on the Lord? How can I wait on the Lord? Number one, by fasting, which we are doing presently. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. By fasting, verse 6. 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the band of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Praise the Lord. The purpose of this dominion fast is not just for a routine. It's not just a ritual. It's not just what we used to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has chosen it. And he has chosen it for you to dominate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Number two, how can I wait on the Lord? By praying. By praying. You can dominate, or you can wait on the Lord by praying, which we are doing also presently, by fasting and praying. Then number three, how can I wait on the Lord? By studying the word. By studying the word. You can wait on the Lord by studying the word. By searching the scripture. Everything that you need to dominate is embedded in the scripture. All you need is to search what fits into the area that you want to dominate. And you dwell on the world. You continue to say it, to speak it. You dwell on it. You continue to say it, repeat it. You know, there's something about repetition of word. That is what the advertising industries are actually using on us. When you continue, if there's a music you don't like, they continue to play it every day. And God's so good, that is the radio station that you like to put on. If you continue to hear that music, you will, though you don't like it before, you will later like it. Praise the Lord. That is the power of repetition. Praise the Lord. So, for you to wait on the Lord, you need to study the word. You need to continue to study the word and dwell upon the word. And God Almighty will give you victory to dominate in Jesus' name. Number two, how can I possess divine strength for dominion? By appearing in Zion. By appearing in Zion. The Bible says in the book of Psalm chapter 84 verse 7, it said, they go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. We sang a song when we were about to the preceding part of this particular message. We said, we are here unto the Lord, we are here unto the Lord, we are here to the Father, we are here to renew strength. When we come to the house of God, we come to renew our strength. Most of the time, we don't want to come. Praise the Lord. Am I speaking somebody's mind? Most of the time, we are weak. We feel we are tired. We don't want to come. But immediately we are able to overcome that temptation of coming to church, and strength is renewed. Praise the Lord. Immediately we overcome that temptation, our strength is renewed. So the house of God, Zion, is a place where strength is renewed. Praise the Lord. So coming to the house of God should not be a thing that they have to compel you. They have to beg you. They have to say sweet words. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They don't have to beg you before you come to Zion, because you know there's going to be strength. Even though you are weak, when you come, you will receive strength. Praise the Lord. It should be a joy coming to God's house, because it is a place of strength. David in Psalm 122 verse 1, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. David was not just glad for gladness' sake. Praise the Lord. It's because he knew that Zion is a place of strength. Praise the Lord. Zion is a place of strength. Praise the Lord. I pray tonight once again that God Almighty will grant you dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. I said God will grant you dominion in the mighty name of Jesus. Jude chapter 1 verse 24. I'm going to read 24 and 25. He said, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.